How do you hear the voice of God in your life? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. The voice of God is an important and ever-present theme in scriptures, starting in Genesis, but going throughout. Take John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In our Old Testament reading this morning, we hear God speak to and through Moses. The prophet par excellence faithfully becomes the mouthpiece of God to an entire nation. God speaks of raising up other prophets, even the ultimate prophet, who will have God's words in his mouth. The world needs to hear the voice of God, the voice of the sovereign, the one who commanded the universe into existence, the one who knows each person by name and knows how many hairs you even have on your head. The voice that gives direction, the voice that speaks challenge, that speaks comfort, that speaks mercy and hope. The world needs to hear the voice of God. And so important is the need for the voice of God to be heard accurately in the world that those who abuse such a position or fake their importance would face certain death, according to Deuteronomy. God takes seriously the misuse of his voice or his words. And in Mark 1, the people are wondering if the man in front of them is a new kind of Moses, because he teaches with authority, they say, apparently refreshing compared to the teachers of the law. God's voice, it seems, is more than knowledge, more than interpretation, but carries with it an authority to stir, to amaze, and even the potential to spread, to draw others to hear that voice for themselves. God's voice also calls out for peace. Think Psalm 46. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Or the voice which commands even the storm. "He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down and was completely calm." Well, that favourite phrase that the Son of God uses as he walks through walls and meets his disciples once again: "Peace be with you." And now in Mark 1, enemy spirits are silenced with similar words: "Be quiet." And they leave with a last act of violence, but the possessed man is finally free. Of course, we have to hear the true mouthpiece of God, who only speaks of what he has seen in the presence of his Father, the ultimate prophet par excellence, who from the beginning has been the Word, and who goes beyond Moses. As in the past God spoke through our ancestors, to our ancestors through the prophets, Hebrews says, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Of course, this prophet, this Word of God, we see in Mark 1, is Jesus himself. The voice of God is important. So how do you hear the voice of God in your life? If you were honest with yourself Who stands in the pulpit of your heart? Who takes center stage? Which voice resonates in the echo chamber of your mind? Is it someone close to you, a spouse, a friend, a family member? Is it the news? Is it a past trauma you can't get over? Social media or another spiritual influence? Or is it Jesus? There will always be other influences in our lives, some good and some not so much. And I am certainly not saying that we should shut ourselves off from the world. But I do wonder how we could practice hearing the voice of God more in our lives, me included. Perhaps through the practice of habits like regular prayer or Bible study time, perhaps through being intentional with the community you keep midweek, or in getting help to process why other voices dominate in your mind. I want to suggest that when we dial into the voice of God, when we make listening practice a part of our everyday lives, we will know more readily the authority of that voice which comes from heaven, that has the power to calm the anxieties of our soul, that can draw us to be amazed at the impact of his words, and perhaps be even more equipped to be the mouthpiece of God ourselves, helping the news of his goodness to spread throughout the whole of our region. The voice of God speaks. He always has and he always will. The greatest invitation of our lives is to tune into that voice and hear him for ourselves. Amen.